on this episode of The Commercial Break.
But I kept walking by your desk and seeing the name Chrissy Hoadley, and I started saying, Hoadley
Doadley.
Hoadley Doadley. I don't know why, but ever since you've been Hoadley. Hoadley, yeah. To everybody, by the way. Not just to me, but to everybody.
I had never been in that position in my entire life that people call me by my last name.
Well, look.
You started the trend.
I am a trendy guy.
You are. That's,
if you've been listening to the show, then you know I am on top of all the trends.
Low prices. Quality service. And I don't know if you've heard that before from anybody. But I pretty much invented that sales technique.
It's a new thing.
Yeah, it's a new thing. We're trying to give low prices, quality service. Those two things combined. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, wait a few more days to get it done. It'll be there. And if you decide to walk away, that's okay. That's why I want you to put to be determined. Does that make sense? Do you want to do that?
Right now,
I have no intention of doing anything.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Criminal and crime, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break, the only commercial break you'll ever need. Fact, news, or fiction in 30 seconds or less, or your money back guaranteed. There you go. Go to the website, check it out, tcbpodcast.com.
30 seconds? You've gone to 30 seconds.
I'm going to 30 seconds because okay. I figure I can bullshit in 30.
Yeah,
something's going to come out of my mouth that's not true in the first 30 seconds. I just know it. Okay, fact, news, or fiction? You tell me.
Okay.
I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you some information about the commercial break.
All right.
And we'll see how up to date you are on your TCB trivia.
Okay.
True story.
Let's see if I can reach into the depths of my memory.
Yeah. Okay. Trivia. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
In the first week of the commercial break's airing,
oh God,
the commercial break got A, 50 listeners. B, 150 listeners, or C, 500 listeners.
I'm going to go 50.
You're correct.
Okay.
It's A, 50 listeners, right? 10 of which were the people in this household.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know who
friends
was
and family.
Friends and family. All friends and family. And we stayed there for a long while.
Right.
Okay. Now, another question on TCB trivia here. Another TCB trivia for you, Chrissy. This last 7 days, the commercial break has received A, 500 listeners, B, 105,000 listeners, or C, 250,000 listeners.
I'm going to go with 50.
You.
Since we've been reaching out to the aliens, we've got a whole new audience out there.
I'm pretty sure that's who's listening because I have no idea. 250,000 listeners. Check that out. Is that not fucking insane?
That's crazy.
I'm just so proud of this little baby that we've birthed.
Oh, I know.
Came right out of our pudendas. Came right out of the pudenda of the commercial break. Dropped on the floor. We kicked it a few times. Woke up and started running.
Cut the umbilical cord.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 250,000 of you listening.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you why this happened. I know why. Because usually we're somewhere in the 100 to 150 range. But this week we saw some growth. And I'll tell you why. It's because Apple stupidly decided to put us in their improv comedy recommendation section. Right up there close to the
top. They obviously didn't listen.
They have no fucking clue. I mean, I'm pretty sure that this is a mistake that someone got fired for. And we enjoy it now because we're probably never going to get this again.
Let's ride that wave.
Ride that wave for the next 26 minutes while they have us up there. They put us in the recommendation engine. Yeah, thank you, Apple, I don't even know if they hand do that or that's just like something that
probably
gets done.
Probably some algorithm thing.
And I think they try and help with discovery every once in a while
by
taking the ugly stepchildren and putting them out front. Like,
hey,
here you go.
Would you like this lady?
You know, you got Conan O'Brien up there.
I'm picturing like the cat house. Remember the cat house with that show with the whatever it is in Vegas or in Nevada, where they have all the
the
ladies of the evening.
The bunny ranch.
The bunny ranch.
The bunny
and
ranch.
They parade them out.
Yeah. And then you got the one lady with a wooden leg and an eye patch.
Hey, there's something for everyone. We're the wooden legged lady of the bunny ranch.
Or the frozen face lady.
Hello.
Ooh, you want to get in this pudenda?
We'll oh make your God. Face as frozen as you want it.
Welcome to the world-famous Bunny Ranch. Here's Betsy. Look at her. 36, 37, 29. Brand new boobs, 18 years old. Here's Joanna. Exotic. Dark skin. Lovely. Also, fake boobs she just got yesterday. And there's Judy. She cleans the litter boxes for the house cats, and she needs a little extra money to get her new wooden leg.
That's right. We're her.
That's right.
50% discount if you go with Judy.
Sex work is work. Just saying that.
That's
just
exactly
letting you know
right.
that. So $250,000 on this little recommendation engine. And so there's probably new people that are listening.
Okay.
Or maybe not. Maybe they clicked and were
we better
like,
mind our P's and Q's.
Yeah. Normally it's like, you know, Conan, office ladies, you know, two bears in a club or whatever the guy got. Like, whatever
bears
that
in
is.
A club. Like,
those two comedians. They're pretty funny, actually. And Basement Yard. But then all of a sudden the commercial break popped up there. And I'm not really sure why. But anyway.
Woo.
They sent a bunch of new listeners. So I thought it was a good time to explain to the listeners, the new listeners.
Yes.
How Chrissy and I know each other. We're not even try and explain the show to you. Just go back and listen.
Right.
There is no point to the show.
Yeah, but there's no rhyme or reason.
That Chrissy and I are best friends, and we have been for decades and decades.
Mm-hmm.
Like one decade, because we're in our 20s. We've been...
We were playmates as children. Well...
You want to touch my pizzle?
I met Ryan in the paddling pool.
Hey, you want to touch my pizzle? So Chrissy and I have been friends for years. And the way that we met, I'm just going to explain the origin story a little bit, is that Chrissy and I almost serendipitously met each other at a large radio conglomerate named at the time Clear Channel, which is now iHeart.
iHeart, yeah.
And Clear Channel has many hundreds of thousands of radio stations across the world or whatever it is. I don't know how many, 50,000 or whatever. And here in Atlanta, they had about 7 or 8 radio stations in what they call a cluster.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they own a number of radio stations in the town, which is not unusual. It's kind of a consolidated industry. And we worked on the business side. We did not actually go on air. I mean, we went on air, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the business side. We worked on the business
side. I moved
side.
From Nashville.
Yeah.
I originally was from the Atlanta area, ended up going to college in Knoxville, then moved to Nashville, then made my way back down to Atlanta.
Hook 'em horns.
I was working for a Clear Channel station in Nashville, and I wanted to get back to Atlanta, so they hooked me up with the cluster here.
Yeah.
And I came down and interviewed and then got the job. And, you know, I'd like to think that I was special, but really they were just hiring anybody.
They would hire any moron off the street. Yeah. They would give them $30,000 a year until they proved that they were not exactly a salesperson. And then they would.
And and one of my first days I met Brian.
That's right. I think I got hired directly after you.
No, you were before me.
Was
I
before you?
2 weeks.
You were brand new. I think it was days.
Yeah. Okay.
I had been working in the internet marketing industry, and I really wanted to be on radio. It was like my life dream. I mean, anybody who aspires to be on radio is a moron in the first place, but let's just say for some reason I aspired to talk behind the microphone. And so I heard a radio commercial. I was miserable with my job. I had just gotten married. The job that I had was with a startup company, and the owner of the company was spending money on Star Trek memorabilia like it was going out of style. And I knew it was coming out of the startup fund that we had, because we had zero funding for anything else except for his Star Trek memorabilia. But anyway, that's a different Ponzi scheme altogether. But so I was miserable. I knew the job was coming to an end. We certainly weren't getting another round of funding. The company was awful. The product was horrible. Everybody in the office was miserable. So on the way to a conference... I was in the car driving to the airport, and I'll never forget this. So miserable at this job. Hated the guy I worked for. And I hear this commercial on one of the radio stations. Have you always been excited about radio? Is radio in your blood? Then you need to work for Clear Channel. Call blah, 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 or send your resume to dot, 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 at. And I'll never remember pulling into the parking lot, and I started trying to write the number down as I heard it. And there's like 70 cars behind me, like, and I'm like, hold on. You know, I'm like writing it down with a pen. And so I wrote, and I walk into, they gave me an interview, and I walk into the interview, and I thought the interview was going to be on the radio. I foolishly believed it.
I don't even know this little story.
But I met with a lady who was running one of the stations. And as soon as I got in the door, everybody else had suits and ties on. And so I realized this is not the radio part of it.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, no, you're here for the sales interview. And I'm like, the sales interview? No, I thought this, I'm sorry. I totally thought this was like, I thought it was going to be upstairs, you know, not at the time I didn't know upstairs, but I thought I was going to be on in the station, like doing
right,
something. She's
like,
you're in the station, you're doing something, you're selling. That's the most important part, right?
Yeah.
She's like, the guy's
keeps it afloat.
Keeps it afloat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any moron can talk through the music. You know, it's about selling. And so we talked for about a half an hour. And she said, you know what? I think you're a little overqualified for this kind of beginning sales position.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, no problem. Whatever. She said, you're also like, you're into internet marketing and we're just getting started doing that here. And no one has any clue what to do. So, you know, we don't even have a position for you. So I said, okay, whatever. 2 months later, I am walking through a Target in downtown Atlanta and the same lady, I start hearing my name being screamed like, Brian, Brian, Brian Green, Brian Green.
Over the intercom?
No, in the store, over the intercom.
Aisle 9. paging Brian Green. We're trying to get in touch with you.
That's right.
Brian Green, Brian Green. Clear Channel's trying to get a hold of you. Brian Green to the Clear Channel front desk, please. Brian Green to the Clear Channel front desk.
I was like, I don't know, the radio sales department? I don't know. Someone's yelling at me, Brian, okay. Brian, Brian.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the? Turn around. And there's some lady coming down the escalator. And I'm standing near the escalator. And
oh, she's yes,
like,
that Brian, escalator. Brian.
Yeah, that
target.
Escalator, the Target, right.
Or you can put the card on the cards.
That's such a cool card. It really is. I mean, I always feel like I'm in danger there for some reason. It's like a dark, dingy parking lot in the best part of Atlanta. And you always feel like you're about to get assaulted. But, yes. You know, you go there because once you're in the store, it's cool.
Yeah.
So the lady's going down the escalator. It's the same lady that I interviewed with.
Okay, yeah.
And she goes, I just gave your information to our market president. Remember when I told you we didn't have a job for you because you were in internet marketing and overqualified for the job and blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, yeah. And she said, we have a position. We carved out a position. There's a brand new company edict that we're going to start selling our streaming and website and a new application that we're putting on this new iPhone that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, cool. And she's like, so I think you'd actually be great for the position. I just gave it. And one day later, that guy called me. His name was Chuck. Chuck called me and he said, come in for an interview. So I came in for an interview and that's how I got started.
Yeah, right?
That's my foray into it. But I was in the sales department. That's where we were. We were all selling. So my charge
was... You had your own office.
I had my own office
overlooking
the park.
You were very special.
I did.
I was in a cube.
I got a place where I could close the door and masturbate on my own.
I was in the main aisle. My cube was right there.
Yeah, you had a cube.
As you walked from my cube to your office,
yes.
you passed my cube.
You were a highly trafficked area.
Yeah, I was in a highly... And you saw my name.
Chrissy Hoadley.
Yeah. It said. I was Hoadley at the time.
I never forget. It was the first weekend, second weekend that I was there. My ex-wife now, but my wife at the time, went to go decorate my office.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her there to let her up and so that we could do all this. And no one was there. It was like Saturday afternoon. But I kept walking by your desk and seeing the name Chrissy Hoadley. And I started saying, Hoadley Doadley.
Hoadley
and
Doadley.
I don't know why, but ever since you've been Hoadley.
Hoadley, yes.
To everybody, by the way. Not just to me, but to everybody.
I had never been in that position in my entire life that people call me by my last name.
Well, look.
You started the trend.
I am a trendy guy.
You are. That's,
if you've been listening to the show, then you know I am on top of all the trends. I hear TikTok is the new thing.
Top, you're bottom, you're under, you're middle. Yes.
Hey. Yeah. Let's not talk about my sexual proclivities. We want the new people to stay around for 2 minutes.
Yes.
So Chrissy and I started a friendship that's now survived a lot of different stuff.
I mean, wow.
But what it really survived, it had to survive that first period when Chrissy and I were in the boiler room because the sales department that we were in was a straight up cold calling boiler room, no shit. You know, sales contest kind of, you know, you've ever seen Glengarry, Glenn Ross. This is just smiling and dialing. Yeah, they're smiling and dialing and screaming and yelling and people running through the hallways and have you sold $50,000 with the internet? Like, I mean, it was crazy. There was a lot of men running the sales teams and they were all just intense human beings.
Yes.
Except for one guy. Yes. One guy would sit in there and he'd be like, hey, Brian. I think I could sell $10 worth of internet for you if you'd like. And I'd be like, wake up! They're going to kill us if we don't sell
50,000? It really was. Yeah. It was the fear of God.
Like, yeah, they were going to throw you off the top
of
the building.
Well, and not too long after we had started, they had like a mass layoff.
Massive.
Like 6 months after.
Well, this is 2008 when the crash came. So it was like a year after we started. But
yes.
They had...
All the low-paid people they kept.
Yeah, that's it. The worst salespeople in the building they kept, and everybody else they let go. So we were in this environment. I'd never been in it. I'd always been in consultative sales. I'd never been in transactional sales. I'd never been in this kind of sales environment. I mean, I was used to like sales cycles that were very long, and you'd have to do meetings and wine and dine and all this. Not that there wasn't some of that that went on with the bigger clients.
Yes.
But for the most part, you're calling the local laundromat and seeing if they're going to buy $500 worth of advertising. Yes. You know it's not going to work. It's like, you know, you're just burning through clients is what you're doing. And most of the salespeople never achieved goals because it's a really tough thing to do. Mm-hmm. Being a good salesperson is a really tough thing to do.
It was, yeah. I did win a couple of awards. You did.
Chrissy was on top of it.
Because I was always more consultative.
I think you just had a personality that charmed people. And I think that's part of what selling is about too. No, you were never a salesy. There were lots of salesy people in that
building.
There were salesy people that did well, and there were non-salesy people that did well. But that was about, there's an old adage about sales, that 20% of your salespeople bring 80% of the revenue.
True.
And that's because selling is an incredibly difficult job to have.
Yeah.
It's so hard to do consistently well. And that's why salespeople flip jobs a lot. It's because, you know, you get it and then you do really well for a while and then all of a sudden you lose the magic and it's gone and you get fired and that's, or you leave because you're so stressed out.
You leave before you get fired.
That's right. You got to leave when you're doing well because, or you just fall upward into the next job. Like I know a lot of salespeople have. But, you know, these salespeople that we work with, the poor salespeople, they just had to be under such a, I mean, I know I was as an executive, that's why we drank so much.
Yeah, I know it was a, that's why everybody in the whole entire cluster drank so much.
We
also had, you know, beer companies and strip clubs and music all in the
party
pot.
Yeah. In the 80s, in the 70s, they smoked pot and didn't care if they sold anything because you were making a ton of money in radio no matter what you did. People would literally call in and order $75,000 worth of advertising. Yeah. In the 80s, everyone just did cocaine and waited for the fax machine to send in orders. In the 90s, you know, the alternative scene had turned radio into a hot, MTV and radio into a hotbed for money to pour in from big branding companies like McDonald's and AT&T and General Motors. So a lot of the salespeople did well, regardless if they were good at selling or not.
Right.
But the 2000 was the proving ground because when the fucking iPod came out and Napster and all this other stuff, it killed radio. And I don't say it killed radio in the sense that no one listens to radio. Of course, people still listen to radio. Yeah. But the advertising is much less effective because people fucking hate advertising. And when you do...
Now up for our next, our commercial.
Yeah, and now the commercial break.
It's time for our ad to play.
But the reason why podcasting, I think, is a little bit different is, first of all, we are talking about products that we typically use, we typically believe in. And we do 4 commercials an hour, where radio was doing 24 commercials an hour.
They were just shoving it in there.
It was 5 minutes of music and then 4.5 minutes of commercials and just keep on rotating, you know? And also, I am not saying the same thing over and over again. I actually am saying the same thing over and over again. But I am not saying the same thing over and over again. Whereas a country music station is just playing the same 17 songs on rotation, occasionally throwing in something new or old. So you think that it's a game of 15-minute chunks, and they know that.
Yeah.
And so in 15-minute chunks, you're going to have 7.5 minutes of commercials, 2.5 minutes of talk, 5.5 minutes of... And that's the game that's being played. And now...
Yeah, the quarter hour.
Yeah, the quarter hour. Yeah. That's it. That's all they care about. Here, all we want you to do is get through as much as possible. I just want you to survive the first 10 minutes of the show so that you can get to, and I don't, you know, the commercials are the commercials and they are what they are. And, you know, you choose to act on them or you don't. We love our sponsors, but I'm not here to, you know, I can't demand you. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. The point is that selling radio commercials was an incredibly boiler room type.
Yeah, it was.
But listen, there are many people that are doing this on every business.
Oh, yeah.
Has salespeople.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sell. You can't make money unless you're selling something.
Unless you call people and get out there and make yourself known.
People are going to go, well, Instagram doesn't have salespeople. Yes, it does have salespeople. Facebook doesn't have salespeople. Yes, it does. Ghost hunters don't have salespeople. Yes, they do. They all have salespeople. And that's because that is the way that we communicate what we have to offer and how much it's going to be there for, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of appreciation for salespeople because I know how difficult their job is, unless they're just shitty, slick, you know, used car salesman type, you know, ass clowns. I say all this to say that I was trolling on the internet.
As you know.
As I do, Chrissy. And I found the most amazing channel.
Really?
Besides Frankie B. And this is like coming up to a close second on my favorite new YouTube channel.
Okay.
This reminds me so much of what we did at Clear Channel. Mm-hmm. This reminds me so much of all my pain and struggles as a salesperson on and off for some part of my life, right? This reminds me of how difficult and how awful sales can be.
Yeah.
And how difficult and how awful salespeople can be.
Okay.
I found, ladies and gentlemen, the Paul Cruz Sales Agency.
Oh.
He is a sales coach.
Oh, a sales coach.
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He shares.
There's a lot of those out there.
There's a lot of them out there, and they're probably not selling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you can't do, you teach.
That's right. If you can't do, you teach. That's why real estate, that's why anybody who makes money in real estate is teaching real estate, right? That's why, you know, click funnels. What the fuck is a click funnel? I don't know, but everybody's selling it, you know? What's the other one? What's the MLM scams that everyone is into? LuLaRoe. Mm-hmm. LuLaRoe, there's a reason why people are spending all their time teaching everybody how to sell LuLaRoe
Herbal
and not
life.
Actually Herbal Life, all of it. I'm not, mm-hmm. We'll get into MLMs later on this month.
Okay.
I got a whole thing coming with MLM. So settle down, everybody. Take a deep breath. I gotta go one step at a time. Don't get too ahead of yourself. I can hear you out there getting eager. Do MLMs! No, I don't want to do MLMs. I just imagine like a big crowd, like 250,000 people in the Georgia Dome. MLMs, Brian, get it! No, settle. I'm getting to Paul Cruz now. MLMs later. Hey, podcast fans, it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And we want you to know this summer, Chrissy and I are bringing in the world's foremost relationship expert to give relationship advice, and we need your questions to ask. So dial us up 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2-Y-O-Y-O. Text us or leave us a voicemail at 661-237-8296. Or you can drop us a line at tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and email us your questions. We won't use your name, we promise. Speaking of the website, you can get all the audio and all the video right there at tcbpodcast.com or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for our entire video library. Chrissy and I love doing the show for you. We just ask two simple favors in return. Number one, if you have an extra minute, go to your favorite podcast player and leave us a review and a rating. It really does help grow the show, and more people need to know about this ridiculous podcast. Number two, if you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes when given to get a free discount and let those sponsors know TCB cares. TCBpodcast.com, 661-BEST-TO, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. We'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break after we hear from the sponsors. Thanks again. Okay.
Sales coaching.
Paul Cruz is a guy who does live sales cold calls and live sales trainings right, on his YouTube channel.
He
films himself.
Okay.
And the only way, the best way that we can show you who Paul is and how he does his thing. This is Paulie Paul, the sales guy, right?
Okay.
The only way, the best way that I can show this to you is just by letting it rip. Are you ready to hear Paul?
I'm ready.
Live in action. We're going to go to our full reaction shot. That's TCB reaction shot at the commercial break on YouTube and tcbpodcast.com. Okay, here we go. Let's pull up this first video here, Chrissy. This is Paul in his little corner office. I'm assuming this is his home. Everybody's working from home. It's the pandemic, right?
Yes.
And Paul's about to make a live cold call. For all of
maybe could have updated those blinds.
He could have updated everything. I mean, listen, you're going to get it in a second.
Okay.
You're going to get the full picture here. Probably just this one 11-minute video. Let's see if we can actually get through the 11-minute video. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Vincent, please.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Please. Okay. Good morning. May I speak with Vincent, please?
He's out making sales calls, sir. You can try him on his cell.
This is Vincent, but I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
Okay, so he's
out.
What's that number? Give me one second. Let me grab a pen.
What's that number?
Yeah. First of all, who the idiot on the other end of the phone that's giving a random salesperson that's calling you somebody else's cell phone number?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Shame on the guy on the other end of the phone call. Okay, now
trouble.
I'm going to fast forward a little bit, and I'll explain why. It's because Paul actually lets the phone number be released on the video. Not like anybody's watching, but, you know, just in case, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. All right, now we're going to have Paul's dialing up this other guy. And, okay, here we go.
Going straight for
it. Going straight for it.
Hello? Vincent?
Yes.
Hey, good morning. It's a Paul Cruz. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing good, Paul.
Hey, Paul, that was great until you decided
exactly.
to call me. I know, I'm going to be on.
Who's
for
this?
Half. Yeah. Can I just hang up on you now, or we want to wait for the formality?
That's good. Listen, I'm going to be brief here. We spoke on Friday briefly.
Anytime a salesperson says, I'm going to
be
brief here, means you might as well sit your ass down for the next 45
exactly.
minutes, because I'm going to run through all of my little bullet points here on the screen. I'm going to talk until you don't let me talk anymore. You know, I think
a lot of salespeople,
I think their strategy is just talk as loud and as fast
until
as you can.
Just wear someone down.
Just wear someone down and they're like, fuck it. I'll just buy whatever you're selling. Just don't call me again.
At about 7 a.m. my time, you said you were going to meet with Walter and I think your other boss and that call you back in the afternoon. So I did. My question is, do you have any questions on you know,
question.
The contract?
My question is, do you have any questions about my questions? I said, you said you were going to meet with Walter and then call me back at about 4 o'clock. I called you back at about 7:15. I have down here that I also tried at 9:15, 11:15, 12:30 in the morning. You see what I'm doing here? I'm trying to get a hold of you. I want to make sure you get the best deal possible on this landscaping equipment.
Anything like that? And what was the outcome of it?
Oh, no, I don't have any questions on it at the moment.
We're thinking about it.
We're thinking about it.
That was your thing. We'll think about it.
Why don't you put me on your calendar for 2029?
Exactly. Make a note to follow up with me.
Tell you what, let's do a face-to-face Friday, December 3rd, 2029. Come by the office. I'll have some lunch ready. Do me a favor. Give me a reminder phone call 15 minutes before the meeting. This is so awful. This, by the way, Paul, I love you, brother. I've watched a lot of your videos in the last week. I just love you, man. You come on this show anytime you want to. I'm just having fun here, bro, because I have mad respect for
absolutely.
The kind of stress and pressure that goes into these kind of sales. Shit. Bullshit.
I have mad
shit.
Respect that he's filming it.
Yeah, no shit. And it's not a particularly, I mean, we'll get to the end, but it's not a particularly wonderful
okay.
phone call, right?
When I got with him, he had some other fires.
He had some other
That's welcome in my dream.
He had some other fires that he had to put out.
That's good. You had that queued up.
I had that queued up. When
nice.
I heard that laugh, I was like, let's listen one more time. This is in the video, guys.
Yeah, some other fires.
Nah. I understand. Well, I mean, is this something you want to move forward? Can we just sign 3 or 4 of your locations recently? And they love the price we're offering because what's happening is, you know, the biggest thing and the most important thing is to try to keep good vendors and also have a good price, right?
I love how
we like to lose all our vendors and get a high price.
Yeah, I want the highest price possible. And if you don't mind, I like to have bad relationships with everybody.
What I'm trying to do, what you see here, is the most important thing is, if I can remind you just about one thing, if you don't mind, if I take a few minutes, if it's okay that I tell you about the most important thing is low prices, quality service. And I don't know if you've heard that before from anybody. But I pretty much invented that sales
technique.
It's
a new thing.
Yeah, it's a new thing. We're trying to give low prices, quality service. Those two things combined. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, everything going up with inflation and things like that, I have to prepare for, you know, the cost of
I need your business.
I have to prepare for bankruptcy. So I'm hoping that I have to prepare of being fired from this job when you tell me no. So I'm just praying that you say something.
Here's other stores want it.
Yeah. Before you say no, Say maybe. Before you say no, just say maybe. One of my bosses, Brian, he was a total fucking at. I mean, he's just like, he's a comic book character of a salesperson. And he'd be like this. He'd be like, hey, Green, get over here. Get in here. Let me tell you a little something about sales. You'd rather have a no today than a maybe tomorrow. And I'd be like, no, I'd actually rather have a maybe. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want
to
hear
that. I remember being taught that, too, that, like, it's better to go ahead and hear no, which in some cases it is because people do string you along.
They do.
But it gives you hope, and that's what you ride on and as
hope,
a salesperson.
Hope springs eternal at the Paul Cruz Sales Agency. I love that noise. I don't know why. I just, when I heard it, I just couldn't stop laughing. And then I got Michael.
It's perfect. It's almost right up, spot on.
Goods going up. So one of the things that we did, if I repeat myself, please forgive me, is one of the things that our vendors are doing.
If I repeat myself, please forgive me, but let me repeat myself. So forgive me ahead of time. What I like to do is I like to get costs low and vendors high. That's why I bring China White to all my sales meetings. I like to get low cost, vendors high. If you know what I mean? Can I get an amen?
That I recommended is that they always give an increase to the employees, right? Like, let's say an average of certain percent a year, and then include that in the price of the cost. And then that way your cost will stay the same, even though
I'm charging you more. That mathematics makes no sense. Listen,
what is he selling to? Is he selling his sales?
I've watched so many videos and he sells so many different things.
Oh, he's selling anything.
He sells landscaping. Okay. He sells landscaping equipment. He sells internet. He sells web pages. Okay. He sells search engine optimization.
Man of all trades.
I think people just bring him in as a heavy hitter for like a day. It's like, okay, go out and do it. If you can sell five people, you're on board.
Hey, it's Paul Cruz from the Paul Cruz Sales Agency. I just want to, do you have 50 to 60 minutes? Because if you don't, that's okay. Then just give me 30 minutes of your time. I'd like to explain the most important thing about business is that I have high vendors and low costs. see, what I do is the way that I keep my costs, I have to prepare for I got to pay for inflation. So what I do, Chrissy, is I give everybody a raise ahead of time, and then I charge much more.
Exactly. That's what he's saying.
But your payment is the same every time. So you may think you're losing money, but the truth is you're just paying for inflation years down the road. It's the Paul Sale. It's the Paul Cruz way.
And then that way your costs will stay the same, even though they may raise their salaries for the employees. So it's important that, you know, you lock a good price in, because even if cost of goods goes up, your price is fixed and is locked in.
You know,
no
the guy on the other line is zoning out. The guy on the other line. How can I get this guy off the phone?
The guy on the other line is
shit,
like,
I picked up. I'm never picking up an unknown number again.
Yeah. He presses mute and he's like,
hey, honey, in about 15 minutes, I want you to scream. Somebody just shot me.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you. I don't understand a fucking word you're saying. Mm-hmm. I got you. I need to get back to actual work, so I can call you later.
So, I mean, are you looking to move forward with this, or where do we stand right now?
Wow. He just went right in for the kill.
Called the close.
Yeah, it's called the close.
The closing statement. Always be closing. Yeah.
The closing statement.
Are we moving forward?
I guess there is no better way to do it than just say, are we moving forward?
I mean, you just put somebody on the spot.
Yeah, but there's another 13 minutes on this phone call, so I'm assuming the guy doesn't say yes.
Let me get with Tony again, he threw me off track last week.
Tony.
Yeah, see, blame it on Tony. Yeah. This is what we all do. We've all done this with a salesperson. Listen, I'm going to get one. I love it. I love it, man. I love it. You know, somebody called me the other day.
I love it. It's Tony we've got to convince. Yeah, and he's out of the country right now.
I was looking for a roof, 6 months ago on a house, and I called a bunch of roofing companies, and they all called me back repeatedly, right? Yeah. And there was this one guy, and he's just like Paul. He was just like, he doesn't do anything having to do with roofing. He just has to, he doesn't even know about roofs. He's just, we've got the best titanium roof available. And I'm like, titanium roof? What are you talking about? And 30 minutes later, I'm like,
okay, well, listen, man, I got to run it by the big boss, the wife, yeah. You know. And she's not here right now. And actually, my credit card is in the car that's driving down the street with her. So I don't think I can actually do anything right now. But I tell you what.
Is this your number?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to block it.
I actually have a second personal phone number. It's just one digit off the regular phone. You know how my phone number is 6111? It's 6112. If you could call that in like 15 minutes, I'll get you a firm answer. Block.
Exactly.
We had when he came in town. He's on vacation today.
I knew it.
He's on vacation. He's on vacation. That's why I have mad. Even though I think Paul's funny, I have mad respect for Paul because fuck this guy on the other end, and it's just. Paul is spending 15 minutes of his valuable day listening to someone literally make up bullshit on the spot, right? Exactly. Now, Paul is too, but I mean, poor guy. He can't just say, listen, I'm not interested. That's why with salespeople, I always am like, I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
Or I honestly will be back, or I honestly cannot making a decision right now.
Right.
Right? Don't waste my
time.
Be
honest.
We're back Monday, and we have a meeting Tuesday. So I'll
call me 3 months from now.
All right.
With him after the meeting.
I'll pull him aside. Okay. I'll pull Tony aside after the meeting.
After the meeting, we're going to have a secret conversation right about you, Paul. Don't you worry about it. I'm actually writing that down right now. Secret meeting regarding weird sales guy.
With Tony.
Who all have you? I know you got...
We got Clem. Yeah, we got Clem. We got Burbank, Illinois. We just signed on Peoria, Illinois. We got Nashville, Tennessee. We got Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We have
Tulsa, you're the only ones that are missing.
Yeah.
You're
New York City. You're the only ones. I can make up names of cities all day long, too. We got Atlanta. We got Miami. Commercial break. We got L.A. We got Seattle. We got Denver. We got Austin. We don't have Corpus Christi, though. That's right. What we need. We need Corpus Christi to fill in. So if anybody has family members at Corpus Christi, if you could call them and convince them, just like Paul, you know what we should do? We should hire Paul to do cold calls on behalf of the commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is happening.
Yes.
I'm reminding you, Brian, as you're editing the show, to call Paul's Cruise Sales Agency and hire him. Just a little reminder.
We're about to sign Opelika. We're about to sign Opelika. We're about to sign Shreveport.
Opelika is in Alabama, actually. Okay. But he
said
it twice.
I got about 15 contracts and proposals out there, and Walter loves what we're doing. And so Walter's very supportive of what I'm doing because, you know, your name and numbers are not listed in the public. I had to work hard to get the names of the local
wear down Walter.
I had to steal Walter's laptop for 15 minutes while he peed in the bathroom because I put Visine in his coffee, which gave him the runs. I had to work hard to sell him that lawnmower. What exactly are we selling? I'd be like, what exactly are we? What are we even talking about? What proposal? I don't think any of this is true. He's just making it all up. But only good salespeople do this.
Yep.
Or people who want to be good salespeople. Yep. Just make shit up on the fly. I listened to some of those people at Clear Channel, and they were selling their grandmas to get a radio.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They were like, well, I know. I get it. It's not a good time. You know, the market's crashing, and I understand Mr. Nail Clipper.
But don't you want to be the person that comes out ahead after this?
Yeah, and that's fine. Listen, I just tell me no, but write it in an email so I can send it to my manager so she knows when she fires me later on today and me and grandma have to go on the streets again. Just let me know. I know, it's just $500, man. I understand. It's a lot of money. What if I said $400? Can me and grandma keep our place? Yeah? Meanwhile, he's driving a brand new Mercedes Benz around. He's got that $250,000 draw against commission. Right. I swear to God, at Clear Channel, all of a sudden, these people started coming from all across the world into our cluster.
Oh, I know.
These salespeople, and they'd get like $1 million guarantees.
Seriously. Yeah. I remember one of my coworkers learning what she made, and I was like, what the fuck
are you doing?
I just had to pay back.
Yeah, I just had to pay back $50,000.
Clear Channel.
Yeah.
Because I didn't make my budget.
You got a $500,000 sales bonus for what? I'm from L.A. Right. Sorry. Oh, excuse me.
I didn't know. LA.
Yeah, I'm from L.A. Which way does your dick swing, you cock knocker?
Just managers, you know, and Walter gave me the blessing to do that. So that's where we're at right now, and we're trying to position you guys.
Walter's like, please, there's a lot of go talk to the other people. I give you my blessing.
Well, I'll tell you
Bother them, Paul.
Go back to Walter and talk to him. Who's Walter, the godfather of landscaping equipment?
Me and Walter got together on the day of his daughter's wedding, and he gave me blessing to sell you these riding lawnmowers. You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding asking for Opalika's phone number. Do you not realize Alabama is sacred ground for leaf blowers?
This is great.
About labor work out there, but more importantly, there's a lot of, you know, the prices are going up. We want to make sure we give you the best quality vendors based on the price. Now, it's going to be more than what you're paying, because if you had your vendors...
We want to give you the best price. I'm just going to let you know. It's not.
Listen, remember how I said lowest price, high vendors? What I meant was pretty high price, not many vendors. Because it's too expensive. I'm just gonna lay it out there. I charge a lot of money. So do you want to move forward, or I got Walter's blessing. Actually, Walter said call you and bother you about Opalika.
Opalika. I know. What kind of market is there for landscapers in Opalika?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess there's a market for landscapers everywhere.
Yes.
And those landscapers work fucking hard,
they
man.
They do.
My landscapers, I love those guys.
While you probably have an old pricing, but you're not getting the quality work you should be getting, especially now more than ever. And that's something that we do. And, you know, we have about 20 different freight companies we service. So we have 40 years experience in this particular industry. So we do really.
This is what I love about Paul. He says we have 40 years of experience in this particular industry. But two videos ago, you were selling web pages to grandmas.
Another industry.
You were selling keywords. Wait until you hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I think it's going to be a week of Paul Cruz sales agency, because I got like 20 videos.
Good work. Does that make sense?
I got you.
You know what I mean? How do you feel about it? I mean,
It's up to Tony now.
I got to pull him aside for that secret meeting. You know what I'm talking about? It's hard to get Tony. Tony and Walter, the five heads of the landscaping families, got together. I'm going to pull one of them aside. I'm just a capo. I can't make these decisions on my own. He says freight company, so they must be selling some kind of freight.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of freight they're selling. I don't know what freight you sell like this, but hey, you want a bucket full of chickens? I got a ship full of chickens coming in from Iran. You want it?
I know you guys went back and forth. How do you feel about moving forward with us?
Well, like I said, you are offering more. You are a lot more.
I'm just going to say the word more, because I don't want to insult you by saying most or a lot more. So more.
What I'm doing now with the dock and all the other stuff, dock and the pad and all the other things being done. One other question.
What?
With the
all those other things that are being done.
All the other things I'm spending money on, you're more.
The wax, stripping and waxing, that's an additional fee.
Yeah, that's a separate. Yeah, that's a separate fee, and it also depends how often you're going to need it. So they will
stripping
have to
and
give
waxing?
You.
Oh, listen, I need stripping and waxing every day of the week, whether it's me stripping and waxing or going out to get strippers and waxing.
I think you need to wax and then strip.
Yeah, wax and then strip. I like to go the other way with strip and then wax.
Estimation on that. So I can find out for you on that. And we can include it in the contract where, you know, as needed, you know what I mean? You can request it. Because we have everything under one umbrella. Like, if you ever have any issue, let's say my janitorial person is not doing well for you, right?
Have you ever seen an umbrella? And we put everything under that umbrella, including our high cost and low quality. We also have stripping and waxing.
Right.
Remember those chickens I talked about? We got those too.
Everything's under an umbrella.
Everything's under one umbrella here at the Paul Gruss Sales Agency. You need a webpage?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm working for this other company.
And the last thing you want to do is start over, right? Because then you got some downtime. So all you would do is call me, you say, Paul, listen, this guy's not performing. Can you have a talk with him? I would talk with him and resolve it. And if you decide
to literally murder him.
Listen here.
Listen here, you stripper and waxer. I'm sorry, I gotta shoot you. I promise. Best vendors,
tell
highest
me.
Price.
Tony yeah. told me.
Walter told me to kill you. Walter told Tony to call Dave and have me kill you. I'm sorry, but this freight business is tough.
It's cutthroat. Yeah,
it's cutthroat. I promised stripping and waxing, and that's not what he got. I don't know what he got, but I got to kill you. Do you have children? That's sad. Well, before I kill you, do you want to hear about some
You have 30 minutes.
Do you have 30 minutes to... Before you close your eyes permanently, I can sell you some landscaping equipment with 5 easy payments of $49.99. I'll put it on your credit card. They'll continue to charge you when you're dead. Don't worry about it. Your kids will get the bill. I mean, technically, you don't even have to worry about it. You won't be around. Sorry, I got to kill you about that stripping and waxing. But man, your kids are going to love that new riding mower they got. And while we're on the subject, do you have a will? Because I sell wills.
You don't want them. I'll bring somebody else in there at the same price. The transition will be easy where you're never going to have downtime. And that's the advantage. So for us, all we care about and we focus on is building a profitable so relationship. And that takes
there's a clock in the background. And I'm just picturing like it going.
Yeah, there's a wall clock. I agree with you. Yeah, that's funny. Where it just starts spinning really fast. And Paul's talking in slow motion. Yeah. And this guy's like slowly getting old and dying. Oh, my God. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Communication, speaking the truth, telling me, listen, what I need to hear. If I screwed up, I want to know because I could fix it. You know, if you guys drop the ball, I'm going to let you know, listen, this is what happened. This is the situation. But this is the.
When you get in bed with Paul Cruz, what you're getting is someone else to call you and yell at you, and you get to pay for it. When you guys fuck up, it's a field day. I will kill you also.
Solution to that. I want us to work as a team, even though you're the customer and we're providing the service. At the end of the day, you know, we're running a business and we're building relationships. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can feel my bones crumbling away right now. I can smell. I actually feel my hair getting gray on the phone now, Paul. So if I could let you go, does that make sense? That's such a sale thing to ask. Does that make sense? Are you following me?
Yeah.
You have any questions on that part of the proposal? No? Okay.
So you ready to move forward?
So now let's get to the hard part, which is the price, which I should have started with, but instead I've wasted 40 minutes of your time explaining what I wrote down in this thorough proposal. So now let's get to the price, which I know you don't agree with and you probably won't pay.
You know what I mean? So if I were you, let me ask you a question. Are you able to sign off on it with your name? Because I know the other guys did. And then get it approved from, you know, Tony.
Are you able to illegally sign someone else's contract? And then you can, you know, swing it by Walter at a later date. Are you able to pay for it up front? Sign for it on the back end? That's how we like to do it here, Paul Cruz.
And then from there, we can move forward.
I can.
More than likely,
yeah.
Yeah, why don't you do this?
Why don't you do that?
He just wants to get off the phone now. He has no intention of signing it.
No.
Yeah, and Paul's like, great! Holy shit, it works!
It's a sale, bong!
Why don't you do this? I'm going to sit on the phone with you while you sign the paper. Yeah. Why don't you run to FedEx? You mind if we FaceTime just so I can see that... Transparency. I'm all about customer relationships.
Like a screenshot. Yeah.
Oh, I've had people do that before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I usually ignored them for the first 6 months they called. And then they're like, hey, can you send me that receipt for the wire transaction? Yeah, no problem. I'll do that Tuesday.
Sign it, send it to me, and put a date, like, to be determined. Or you could put a specific date and we can always change it just so that we could lock it.
Just give me your signature.
He is really trying hard.
Just put date, TBD. Yeah.
You might as well put date, I took a shit. It doesn't matter. TBD. Never in my sales career did I ask someone to sign something that said date, TBD. Yeah. That's the shadiest shit I've ever heard. Yeah. Can you write, sign with today's date and then on a post-it note put TBD? It's all legal. It's an addendum to the contract, technically. And then send me the contract, but keep the post-it note so that we have it later when we need it.
This price for you, and I can have my vendors ready for you. And if you decide to walk away from it, that's okay. At least you had a chance to.
And that's okay. I will murder you. And that's okay. I will call you every day for the next 6 months.
To keep that price and get the valuable services. So all you would have to do, this is what the other
just
guys
locking
did.
In
they
the
signed
price.
The service agreement, right? They sent it in. We locked it in. And then Walter approved it. And if Walter disapproves it, then they'll go back to you and then we can change it. But the chances are Walter will approve it because he loves what we're doing. So it's something for
chances are. Chances are. Listen to what this guy is saying. This makes no sense whatsoever. Let me explain to everyone who's not following along with what's happening. Paul is saying, sign the contract, but instead of the
that'll
date,
that'll lock in the
that'll lock
the,
in
the
rate.
Price.
Right.
Yeah.
Why can't he just lock in the rate without the contract being signed with TBD? So what Paul's trying to do is get one inch closer to the sale. He's trying to get this guy to commit to something, which is a close inside of the close, which I get that strategy. But usually you like close for a meeting or you say, well, I'll call you back on the 12th and we'll talk about it.
Right.
You don't ask someone to sign a fucking piece of paper that says TBD. That's trash. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to him. It doesn't mean anything to you. But then what he's saying is hand it to Walter. And if Walter disagrees, then send it back to me and I'll change it. So why don't you just change it now to the lowest price available? Well, why do I have to go to Walter? And then he says, chances are Walter's going to approve. Oh, if I had a dollar for everyone time someone said chances are. Mm-hmm. I think the OBGYN said chances are one time.
For you to lock it in, and that way when you talk with Tony and Walter, you don't have to wait a few more days to get it done. It'll be there. And if you decide to walk away, that's okay. That's why I want you to put to be determined. Does that make sense?
Does that make sense?
Do you want to do that?
Right now I'm
right now.
Right now I have no intention of doing anything. But sure, whatever.
Yeah,
send that on over. No problem. I'll get to that right away. Paul, you don't realize this, but the guy has no intention of signing your contract right now. Call him back later after the meeting with Walter. Tony. I'm sorry.
Miles on service, making a delivery.
Oh, really? Okay, I understand. So what?
My personal, and then I got to run back through town, through another little town, make a.
I understand.
I gotta drive somewhere else.
I gotta go to Reykjavik and drop off some packages there. And then I'm heading over to Moscow. I'll be back in a couple years. I'll get to it. Don't worry.
Send it over.
Yeah, send it over. It'll go in my spam folder like all the other contracts. there he is again.
He did it again.
Because Paul knows he's getting fucking shit on, or he might not. I don't know. I think part of the charm of Paul is he never quits.
Yeah.
Shorthand. I listen.
I know you guys. I try to make you guys' job easy. That's why I follow up a lot because I never want to drop the one. I never want to make.
I try to make things easy on you, and that's why I waste a lot of your fucking time.
That's why I call you incessantly.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to make your job easier.
This is better than Frankie, I think.
But once you hire us, you're going to see how much more effective you will be. So I wanted to do this. When you get back to the office today, if you can, just sign the service agreement where it says start date, just TBD, to be determined, right? At least we could lock you in at that price, and then that way you could talk with Tony on Monday, and I know you're meeting with him on Tuesday, and then next Wednesday, you and I can talk, and then all we will have to do, if there's no changes that need to be made, all you have to do is give me the date you want to start, and then we're ready to go.
Okay, great. That sounds ultra complicated. I'll get back to you later. What you do is once you get back to the office after your delivery, go ahead and sign it. I want you to run down to FedEx, fax it in, send me the receipt so I can make sure I keep track of it. And then if you mind, don't take a picture, email it to me, and just put TBD. And then on Monday, you can talk to Tony. Then you'll have to talk to him again on Tuesday. And then there's a secret meeting after the meeting. And then on Wednesday, you guys will make decisions. And then on Thursday, you call me back. And then, you know, if we have to make changes, then you can send it back. And then you can go through another round of meetings with Tony. But putting TBD will make things much easier.
Yeah, I just need your signature.
That TBD is going to save us a lot of time. A lot of time.
Can you do that?
That's all right.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your time, Vincent. You drive safe, and I'll talk to you later, okay? All right, buddy. Bye.
Let's see what he said.
Another one closed.
Another one done.
What is he doing?
He forgot he's recording.
Yeah, he's like looking out the window.
I know. He's like, check mark. He's probably put a check mark on his spreadsheet.
Right, so that was a follow close. The guy's going to do the contract.
No, he's not. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's going to
do it.
See how easy that was?
I don't know if you guys were paying attention, but I closed him right away. He just was like, I said, hey, you know, you're going to do the deal? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And I said, well, let me tell you about the process. The process is do these 35 steps and then call me back when you made a decision. It's a done deal.
He's doing it.
Yeah, he's doing it. Look at my spreadsheet. It's full of people who are doing it. They're all sending me TBD contracts later on.
The likely chance.
Yeah, chances are.
They're going to do it.
This has probably been one of the prolonged industries that I've ever sold in, where it takes time to get a contract. I don't mind doing the work, is that I'm used to getting deals done quick.
I don't mind annoying the shit out of people. That's who I am. Paulie Paul Sale Agency.
Because of the value I offer, but with this, because there's a lot of other people involved, a lot of parts involved, I have to be more patient, I have to be strategic, and I have to be more
well. If there's one thing that Paul is certainly on that last phone call was strategic,
yes,
no doubt,
yeah,
in dealing with it, because these are billion-dollar companies and you're dealing with certain personalities, but at the end, this guy. He's ready to move forward, and I really boxed him
in. I'm glad he's telling himself that.
His boss, which I deal with all the time.
Boss is a dick.
Yeah, his boss is a dick. I deal with a guy all the time. We're like buddy-buddy.
It's his boss.
I one time saw him at the gas station, and I waved to him, and he waved back.
We're tight. Yeah,
and we're tight. And then he got in the car, and his driver took him away. Billion-dollar companies. I'm sorry, but I don't know what kind of guy you were talking to. That did not sound like, I mean, whatever industry you're talking about does not sound like a billion-dollar industry. Sign it TBD. When's the last time a billion-dollar contract got signed TBD? I'm sure that's the way Conan O'Brien just signed his new Spotify contract. TBD! I got him. Hey, guys, I got Conan in the door. TBD.
He's going to do it.
Brian, can you come to the office, please? No problem. What's up, boss? Just close Conan. I see that. It says on the signature line, TBD. What is? That's a close, dude.
Well, you busted my balls.
Yeah, he pretty much said he was thinking about doing this. And I said, if you don't mind signing to be determined, we got him.
Yeah.
It's a close. What else? It's a legal close. I mean, legally it's not, but it's kind of officially, right? This is the difference between officially and legally. But officially, I checked it on my spreadsheet. It's a done deal.
Yeah. Going to sign off on it, and that's why I do that. Hopefully, you learn something from it. You got to always be excited. You got
to learn not to answer the phone.
Yeah, and learn not to ever answer the phone when it says Paul Cruz Sales Agency.
that does take me back.
It does. Paul, we love you. I got mad respect for you, bro.
Yes.
That's a tough job, man. That is a tough job.
It really is.
And I dare, listen, we make fun because that's what we do. We have fun. We like,
well,
no,
well, we've been in the trenches.
But we've been there. And I have done worse than that. Trust me. Like, I have been, sometimes it's just a clusterfuck trying to get someone to answer anything.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing and you're stressed and everyone knows that you're trying to sell them and they don't want to be sold. It's like, it's, there's nothing good about it. Sales is the worst possible thing in the world, yet it drives everything.
Yes.
And that, I think that's part of the reason why it drives it. I mean, waiters at restaurants are salespeople.
Yeah.
When they're trying to sell you the, you know, $9.99 Fartarita from Chili's, they're selling you something and you don't want to fucking hear it. Admit it. Every time the guy comes with the specials, you're like, I'm not going to eat the specials. That's just what the chef has left over. But the guy still has to say it. He's about to win a contest if he sells you one more fucking diarrhea burger. It's just like, oh, it's a whole thing.
Yes.
And trust me, there is lots more Paul Cruz sales agency
to
come.
Gosh.
I think we need to do a follow-up on
this. Yeah, I think we need to.
Because I got through one of the five videos that I have. And I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll do another Paul Cruz. Fear not. We'll come back with Paul Cruz sales agency. Maybe we'll make it Paul Cruz sales agency week is what we'll do.
Yeah.
So that's that. Okay. This is what you're going to do. If you don't mind, please. If you'd like to. I'd like to. Listen, all I want to do is give you quality content at low prices. So do me a favor. Go to tcbpodcast.com and in the little box, type TBD and send it to me.
Yes.
I dare. First person who writes an Apple review, TBD, send me a screenshot of it. I'm sending you something fantastic.
Yeah, we have our text number. Text it to us.
Text it to us. 661-237-8296. 661, the word best, the number two. Y-O-Yo. We'd love to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, all of it. Send it there. Available on every major podcast player Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Spotify, TCB Live. Go to The Commercial Break Live. Search for that on Spotify, and you can watch the video version a few days after the audio version comes out. And remember, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you'd like to watch clips every day of the week or the full episodes. We want to thank you for leaving wonderful reviews.
Consume it any way you'd like.
Any way you'd like.
Yes.
TBD. Don't even worry
about it. TBD. just consume it.
All right. This is what we do. I say, hey, Chrissy, I don't think I could do anymore.
And I say, hey, Brian, I don't think you can.
And I say, I love you.
I love you.
And I say, best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
And then I say, best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say,
bye.